Thank you very much, Lucius, and thanks to Chris Young, who just joined us there for the Rangers President of Baseball Operations show every Monday, 4:20. You can go back and listen with the Odyssey app if you're up for it. We're going to talk some Cowboys right here in just a second, which what Coach Eberflus was not pleased with. And then, you know, players that stood out positively to you, if you want to text in on that subject at 877-881-1053, who's the Cowboy you're most optimistic about based on Saturday's game? Have you guys seen this bit on social that asks, what are the four major U.S. cities? It's fascinating to me.
I heard Sean and RJ talking about this the other day.
Okay, they did talk about this.
And, yeah, I haven't seen the results, but I think the first three are, like, no-brainers. Yeah. It's like L.A., New York, Chicago. Those are the first ones that come to mind. Then I guess it would be Dallas?
Dallas-Fort Worth. You know,
I mean, those are the four biggest markets, right?
Fourth biggest TV market. I was wondering if it was, you know, technically DFW or was that San Francisco? I saw Trayvon Diggs went in for District of Columbia, obviously nation's capital. Maybe that gets promoted because of its status as the nation's capital. Miami got mentioned by a player. I think it just doesn't have the size. I think, though, in sports, though, Miami is considered a major market destination.
How about Boston for historical value?
See, Boston, I think, is in the conversation as well with DFW in San Francisco. Is there any others? Maybe Philadelphia? Philadelphia is like top six or seven.
Yeah, Philadelphia would be historic as well.
Incredible amount of history there.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you got thoughts on that at 877-881-1053, I thought that was a pretty fun little bit to pay attention to over the weekend. Coach Flew says he was not pleased with the tackling in the game. We were too high with our pads. That was a continuation from the joint practice from Tuesday. Said there will be an emphasis on tackling this week during practice, with the next game coming up Saturday night against the Baltimore Ravens. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's a big game, too, here. See how much of this stuff they can get cleaned up. Okay, at 877-881-1053, who are your top performers? Wolchuk, I know you're frustrated with Mozzie and Scooney on the downside, and I totally agree with you. Like, don't waste a roster spot on them. See if the Chargers will take them with Jim Harbaugh coaching out there. Who'd you like, though?
I thought Zion Childress had himself a good game. The undrafted rookie free agent out of Kentucky. I mean, to me, he played some slot. He made some tackles in the run game. He's got to change the number. I mean, the poor guy wearing the 48 just doesn't look good. But Zion Childress looked like he belonged. I thought Elijah Clark, the safety as well, stepped up, made some good plays in the running game. Rivaldo Fairweather, the rookie tight end from Auburn, I mean, he looked like a natural. And he was a pass-catching tight end in Auburn. Not a guy, though, that I think is a great blocker. But maybe he can improve in that area. I think that's a reason why I'm willing to cut ties on Scooney if another team will give you something, is I just think he's got more upside as a pass catcher, and I'm just not seeing the improvement at all from Schoonmaker as a consistent run blocker. So if I'm gonna keep a guy that's not good at run blocking because my other guy's not good at it, I'd rather have the guy that's better as a pass catcher, and that'd be Fairweather in my opinion.
I mean, Childress does tackle like a 48, you know? He's physical like a 48.
Yeah. He's just a scrappy player, man.
I like that. And, you know, I wonder what the rest of his defensive profile looks like. There's some cut-ups on Twitter of him being pretty sticky in coverage as well, Brian.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, to me, that was they're going to have to open up this. I said earlier in the program that they're going to have to open up this nickel slot and figure out is, in fact, it's going to be Bland and who's going to play on the outside. And, you know, and I kind of feel like that Childress is a guy that deserves an opportunity. I you know, no offense to our Mean Green guys, but I just don't like Hall in that spot.
He's getting picked on.
Yeah, and I think they've picked on him, and they pick on him in practice too. And so I think that he was elevated because they feel like that he can handle the job. He's smart. He understands where he needs to be and all that. But boy, he played like he was in quicksand the other day. And that zone coverage, just the reactions and stuff were slow. And, you know, you got to be a dog to play inside like that. And I don't know if he necessarily is that type of guy. I think that Childress has a much better demeanor. And by the way, I got some updates on Carson and Butler. Butler is, you're right, he's like several weeks away from even being back out there. And then Carson is coming along, so he'll be closer, but.
We need those guys to be legit depth.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you put Childress in like your top five thumbs up players?
I did not.
Okay.
I did
Who
not.
Were yours?
I went, I tell you what I did. I had a list of about 12 guys, and I did it because I was just going down the roster and how, and like I was doing it off my flip card here, and I went with Holden. I really liked. Mm-hmm. I liked what I saw from Flannoy.
Yep.
I really liked what I saw from, let me see here, my other offensive guys. I went for Hoffman and Bass. I liked with them, but I thought the best offensive lineman, I said this earlier, was Awesome Richards is who I thought there. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I was happy to see that Israel McQuamu made a play or two. I was happy for Tommy King Basote and with the defensive tackles. I felt like that we've talked about JT. This defensive tackle group is kind of much maligned because everybody focuses on it because of the run defense stuff. But they had some stuff with Daxton, with King Basote, and then was also with JT that they were able to kind of, you know, at times they were able to play the point of attack, force the Rams, especially after the second series. They kind of forced the Rams into, when they were running the football, they were holding up, stacking up, and just, you know, letting the linebackers and others have opportunity to make some tackles. Got wore down there at the end, but I was pretty impressed by, like I say, with JT and how he played for a guy that size.
Did the left tackle do anything for you, Nate Thomas?
I personally felt like that, if you ask me, I felt like that Richards was better than him.
I thought Nate Thomas was pretty good early in the game. I mean, he just didn't. He wasn't beating you. Right?
There was a couple pressures coming on his side, and I couldn't tell how bad he messed that up or if it was somebody else's responsibility.
Yeah, and I think Zach's right. I don't think there's anything wrong with Thomas. I just would like to see more of a competition there at that spot. Okay. And, you know, if we're going to get to, like I say, Philadelphia, and maybe we'll be an or situation where you could put Awesome Richards in there and see if he can battle. I did believe Awesome Richards could have battled Guyton for that spot.
Are you hearing anything about Lyle Collins?
He was awful. See him? He was awful.
He's awful.
Yeah, okay.
He looked like he was getting pushed around.
Well, and he's awful because he hasn't played in so many years.
Looked like it.
He was a little high, but he got in at the end of the game. I didn't think he got pushed around.
He was stiff. He got knocked to the ground. Stiff. He got knocked to the ground one time. He went out second level, got knocked to the ground, and then the other one though, he just got overextended, and the ball went. They went past him. But I he didn't look as athletic as he tested the other day.
No.
When he was the pop, the knee bend, the balance, those things, it's like he hadn't played in a long time.
Yeah.
I was very critical of that. But to me, I was kind of expecting a little bit more, but he looked like a guy that just his body just didn't allow him to bend.
Do you endorse the Phil Maffa hype?
I think Phil Maffa did fine. I mean, you talk about complete players, the way he caught the football, the way that he was able to run the ball, and his blocking. He had a blitz pickup that allowed Milton to get the ball out to the sideline one time. So as far as everything that he needs to do to get your attention, absolutely.
When I say Trayshon Holden is the third best pure pass-catching wide receiver, is that hyperbole?
I think that to me they would probably are you saying it's just as far as hands or what do you
how a
you,
guy who's going to go out and catch the ball,
he's know. Not going to run away from you.
No,
that's the problem that you're going to. I'll tell you a guy like him. I think him and Brooks are two guys that catch the ball really, really, really well.
I think we've finally seen
Flournoy have an opportunity. Mingo,
but Holden's better like getting open.
I'll say this about Mingo: if they're going to ask Mingo to be the big body block guy. Like they had an opportunity where they run the ball to the edge and Mingo's on the outside and he does not get a block and it gets Joe Milton hit running. It's a straight run. I mean, it's one of those straight runs where they took the ball and he took off to the left, started to run, and Mingo's on the outside and he missed the inside block. It didn't get anybody, and then Joe Milton gets hit. If Mingo's not going to be that type of blocker, then that's that spot. I mean, we talk about him, big body guy, catch the ball, you know, block. He needs to do all those things.
Well, there's so much more to talk about, and the good news is we have 90 more minutes of show here in the G-Bag Nation. Sorry, Chief, I didn't get to you. Did you have players Saturday night that you thought were good?
I felt like Childress was one of those guys. I thought Maffa was pretty dang impressive. Leofau jumped out for sure, which you would expect because that's an actual NFL player right there among guys who oftentimes are not even going to be making the team. So there was a handful for sure.
All right, it is time for an edition of Football's Finest. Where are you taking us?
We actually have the QB tiers list out and about. Where's Dak on that and some around the NFL preseason takeaways next in the nation?